Welcome to another episode of OrthoThrive. I'm your host, Richie Gerzon. Today, we're bringing back Marina Domracheva. Marina is the founder and CEO of 3D Predict, a US-based company and dental care provider featuring AI-driven clear aligners. Marina, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Richie. I'm so happy to be back.
Yes, I can't wait to talk about today's topic. So last time we talked about the technical details of AI, we learned all about 3D Predict, of course. But since then, it seems like the economy, it's almost assuredly going towards a recession. We might even be in a recession. So I thought we'd talk about specifically how we can use technology to serve doctors and help them weather this potential storm that's coming.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Richie. And actually, since ancient times, new technologies have always improved efficiency and profitability of existing processes like electricity, trains, cars, book printing, or textile industry. And right now, AI or modern technology could also help orthodontists to increase efficiency and, of course, profit margins of their practices.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. So what are you thinking? How can we do this? What specifically should we be using?
So what we do, so at 3D Predict, we create 3D plans, two small plans based on roots and bone, and we use machine learning and AI to do it. Yeah. And so we've been doing it for 5 years already. And what does it mean for doctors? So our technology allows them to reduce the number of refinements, to save chair time, significantly save chair time. And at the end of the day, it increases profitability by 67%. And it's really very important for them, especially right now. So I just can tell more about how like these numbers and how, you know, to track revenue per each.
Because that 67% is a big claim. I would like to dig more into that. How are you coming up with this figure? Because that would make a huge difference for someone if they're not using AI in their practice right now.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be happy to. So first of all, if we are talking about profitability of orthodontic treatment, there are several components which has significant impact on that. First of all, lab fee. So doctors have to pay for braces or for aligners. I just want to talk about like average case, for example, class two patient. Orthodontists see like class two patients every day. For example, patients who require 2 or 3 millimeter distalization. So how doctors would treat these patients? So they would buy aligners or braces. So it's a lab fee. In order to achieve 2 or 3 millimeter distalization, they will also pay for additional appliances for distalization,
sure.
Additional like $200 on average. You know, you could buy like cheaper one or branded one, but still, you know, you just pay a little bit more. And our technology, root and based treatment planning, allows doctors to achieve up to 3 millimeter distalization without additional appliances.
Wow.
So starting on the lab fees, they already save money, which they have to spend on additional appliances for distalization. Why we allow doctors to achieve 3 millimeter distalization without additional appliances? Just because we trained our algorithms on root and bone treatment planning. So we have thousands of patients for which we know exactly the maxillary sinus location. We know how to combine different types of movements, et cetera, et cetera. And at the end of the day, it allows doctors to achieve up to 3 millimeter distalization without additional appliances. So it's one component which affects profitability.
I mean, that's a pretty big component. I'm kind of mentally rudimentary doing the math in my head. I'm like, that's at least 30% probably, because you're up to, you know, the lab fee and the $200 for the appliance. Yeah, it's a significant savings right there.
Yeah, I agree. So usually like on average, you know, doctors charge, for example, $6,000 per treatment. So they pay for braces and additional appliances, or they pay $1,500 for aligners, and these additional appliances, like an average lab fee for aligners. And then the second component is patient visits. And actually, it's one of the key operating metrics is to track the revenue generated by each patient visit, because it's really very important. It's more straightforward to track revenue generated by each patient visit if you do like root canals or cavities, you know, in general dentistry.
But
in orthodontic treatment, it's not that straightforward. So it's very important to do this math. And it's one of the key operating metrics just to track the revenue per each patient visit. And like at the end of the day, it's all about chair time. So with our technology, doctors spend less time on 3D plan approval, like it's the first component. And usually doctors, orthodontists review and approve 3D plans. For example, their assistants can do attachments or scanning, but only clinician could approve 3D plan. And chair time of the orthodontist is the most expensive chair time in the orthodontic
course.
And even if you're talking about AI, machine learning, technology can never replace doctor. So it's very important. We just a tool for doctors. So doctors have 100% control over the treatment. And it's important for clinician to review and approve 3D plan. So with our technology, we create like more clinically valid 3D plan. And we've done study on 5,000 cases, which were submitted by orthodontists. And 48% of them were approved from the first iteration, just because of machine learning and our technology. The first 3D plan, which they get, it's clinically valid. They don't have to do it back and forth and, you know, send comments to technicians, get plan back, and then
So it's almost, I've come from a manufacturing background, so it's almost like you're saving rework. You're getting it done right the first time. That makes that rework is always the most expensive thing if you're, you know, I've been trained in Lean Six Sigma. So you're always trying to look to get rid of lean, get rid of rework, be as lean as possible. And that makes a huge difference. Do you have an idea statistically, like before AI, what the chair time was in like 10 years ago versus what it can be now?
It's all about like chair time and predictability of the treatment. So because of our technology, we reduce the number of refinements. And if you compare 3D predict aligners and like other aligners, if you're talking about complex patients, we're not talking about like mild cases, just aesthetic movement of social six. So for like complex patients, it's usually for like our major competitors, it's doctors usually require 2.5 refinements per patient. And our technology allows doctors to have 0.7 refinements per patient. So only 70% of 3D predict patients require refinements. Of course, we cannot control compliance, what we can control the predictability of the treatment. And what does it mean? That if you have to order the refinement, you have to invite patient to the dental office to do scanning, then bond new attachments. And so it increases the amount of patient visits. And per patient, with 3D predict, doctors need 6 less patient visits. So with other aligners, doctors would schedule 6 additional appointments per patient because of refinements. And it's all about chair time.
I was wondering if someone wanted to expand through, say we're having a recession, you want to expand through a recession, you want to open another office, you could probably plan on having less staff knowing that you have this efficiency in place because you just don't have as many appointments, right?
Correct. So if you have less appointments per patient, so on average, for example, the like cost per appointment will be $250.
Yeah.
And so it means that you could save more than $1,000 per patient. And in on average, if orthodontist orders 8 aligner patients per month or like 100 patients per year, it means that you could save more than $100,000 a year, save or earn, when which word would you prefer? You know, you could save or earn more, like more than $100,000 per year just by reducing the number of appointments. And again, it's very important to track revenue per appointment per visit. And as you mentioned, if you save time, if you save chair time, you could open up schedule to see new patients. Because for example, today, if I call orthodontic office here in New York, maybe I'll have an appointment in August or in September, I'm not sure. Yes. Yeah. So, and like if doctors spend less chair time, they could earn more. So they increase their profitability. And second, they could grow their revenue. They could grow their practice.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm a marketing guy. So if you're going to save 100K, give me the 100K so I can grow your practice. And then you're going to save more and make more at the same time.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
I'm also thinking if you have less chair time, you really could reach out to a wider demographic. Your radius of patients could be larger because people be willing to drive for a longer period of time if they're going to come to the office less. If they really like you and you have if you really differentiate yourself, people be more willing to make that longer trip. So that makes a huge difference. Say if you're advertising, obviously, if we could reach more people with the ad, it makes it work a lot better.
A great point. I have never thought about it, but yeah, as a marketing guy, you have great ideas. Thank you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's especially helpful in like a rural area. You know, people already are willing to drive. So it's kind of, I live 30 minutes from the office because I like living in a rural part of town. And if I had a chiropractor who's about 45 minutes, 50 minutes away, and I've changed chiropractors, even though I loved him because someone was closer. But if he told me, if there was some magical way that he could say, well, I could cut your visits in half, I would have stayed with him, you know, because I would have, oh, I could do that drive every whatever amount of months as opposed to every single month, you know, it really would have made a difference because I loved him, but it was just too much. It was like an hour and a half of driving every month. It was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that definitely could work. Are there any other ways that 3D Predict can help with differentiation? Because I talk about that a lot, you know, I think one of the biggest issues that orthodontists are facing is just becoming commodities, that commoditization that's happening in the industry. So we really have to focus on differentiating every single practice some way. Why are people choosing you versus the competitor, especially in an economic turndown? You know, that's really the weak, frankly, are going to go away because they're going to suffer. And the people that have all their ducks in a row are going to actually thrive. It seems to be how it works. So how can we help doctors differentiate their practices right now if they're not really sure how they can in a real meaningful way?
It's a great question, Richie. And you're absolutely right. Right now, aligner treatment is a commodity just because 3D printing is a commodity right now. Plastic is a commodity, and patients see a lot of ads that they could align their teeth even without a doctor, you know, mm-hmm. they could do it themselves. And of course, they do not see the difference because they're not dentists, they're not clinicians. And for example, with our technology, doctors could incorporate roots and bone into the treatment planning. They could utilize CBCT, and this is how they could differentiate their practice. They could show their patients how they're going to treat them in a more efficient, but also important in a safe way, how they could achieve better clinical outcomes. And as orthodontists, it's very important for them, you know, to differentiate from do-it-yourself aligners, and you know, maybe from general dentist across the corner, just for them to educate their patient that they are clinicians, they're orthodontists, they review 3D plans, and they incorporate roots and bone into it. And this allows them to, this is how they differentiate, clinically. And it's very important, you know, not to convert practice into commodity. But also some doctors, they do not, some orthodontists do not have CBCT in their offices, but still they benefit from our technology because we trained our algorithms on thousands of patients with roots and bone.
Yeah.
And right now we apply the same algorithm, the same tooth movement staging to patients without CBCT. And again, doctors could differentiate themselves that they could do, I don't know, like treat, most of their patients are class two. Most of teenagers have class two malocclusion. So they could achieve, you know, they could treat them without rubber bands. And if you are back, you know, to the real world, patients are not compliant with rubber bands, unfortunately. We want them to be compliant. They tell you that they're compliant, but unfortunately they are not without additional appliances. So yeah, so they could, the orthodontist could use technology, machine learning technology to treat patients in a more predictable way. And I think it's predictable, efficient and safe. It's also very important. And I think it's crucial, you know, to differentiate practice and not to become, you know, a commodity. And this, especially, I think it's important to educate patients because I'm so sorry for patients when they do it, when they do do-it-yourself treatment.
Yes. And that really is, that's the enemy of really all orthodontists right now, are those do-it-yourself options. And a lot of it does, I think, involve educating the public because just from the keyword research, I mean, people are still searching for braces when they mean aligners. A lot of people really... We forget how little the general public knows about the industry. So we really have to educate them. And you probably, if root and bone is important, you probably could do like a doctor potentially could do like a short little webinar series as an ad, bring the public in, learn from the doctor why this is important, then establish themselves as a resource, get the lead and then follow up with them. That probably could be a really good campaign in and of itself, just so people started to understand why this matters, because we have to teach people. Otherwise, you know, they're going to be, their tendency will be to price shop if we don't, you know, we have to show them why we're the best option.
Yeah, Rich, is actually a great idea. And some of our customers, they actually record, they don't do webinars. I think it's a great idea. But what they do right now, they record the treatment plan, the 3D plan, how teeth are moving, inside the bone, how roots are moving, and they send this short video to patients, to parents and to patients.
Yeah.
And they explain why they're going to move teeth that way, why it would take 20 steps to 30 steps, and what they're going to do to make it safe and efficient. And it really helps, you know, to educate patients, and also patients maybe feel more confident in this doctor.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be a really, you could do a testimonial of the patient with a combination of some of that footage with their permission. And that would be very powerful, I think, for people. Because it's a good idea. Okay.
And actually, I'm a medical doctor by training, and I specialize in infectious disease and vaccination.
Yeah.
So in infectious disease, we had it before, 20, 30 years ago. Antibiotics were used without prescription, without doctor supervision.
And really? I didn't know that.
A lot. And it was a huge problem. 10, 15 years ago, we had a huge problem globally, huge antibiotic resistance, just because patients used antibiotics when there was no need, or they used wrong antibiotics. And 10 years ago, it was a huge problem.
Yes, I remember that. Some people talking about that. I'm sure I'm one of the victims of that. I had asthma really badly as a child, and they gave me antibiotics immediately as soon as I'd had anything because they didn't want it to get into my lungs. So I've had many, many rounds of antibiotics in my life.
Yes, so sorry. And the same with like unsupervised dental care or don't care.
Yes.
When patients treat themselves, it's the same, like if they would use antibiotics for asthma or for pneumonia, for example.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, we could have the same negative outcomes.
That makes sense. Yeah. I think that would be a good message to tell people. I'm sure the AAO is helping this, you know, give that message to the public, because that's definitely in their best interest.
Yeah, and as a medical doctor, I think that AI will never replace clinician, because nothing will ever replace, you know, consult or like medical examination or radiological images, etc. So like we developed a technology which allows doctors to achieve predictable outcomes, really good patient outcomes, safe and efficient, and save money at the end of the day, increase their profitability. But still the doctor is the king, you know, in the treatment. So yes. Doctors, yeah, they tell us what they want to achieve at the end of the treatment, and they review and approve 3D plans. So it's really very important. And that's how they could really differentiate their practice, not to convert practice into a commodity.
Absolutely. So is there any other ways you think technology can help a practice weather an economic turndown?
First of all, they could achieve really good patient outcomes. And I think it's important because even though we have a lot of digital channels, word of mouth is still important.
It always will be.
Yeah. And so if patient achieves really good outcomes, for sure his, sisters, brothers, classmates will come to the same doctor.
Absolutely.
So it's, and then reduce chair time without compromising the patient outcomes. It's very important. And and also differentiate the practice. I don't know which technology will evolve in like in 10 years or like 5 years, but even I think in 10 years, AI will be a commodity. Something new will appear, and we always track, because it's a technological company. Yeah, our like key competence is in software, but we always track what's new on the market. Maybe in 10 years, it will be a commodity. Like right now, 3D printing is a commodity.
That makes sense. Yeah. Well, but that's why it's so important to take advantage of it right now, because if competition is going to get stiffer, if people are going to be price shopping more, we have a chance to use technology to be really innovative and differentiate the practice, make it better, and without compromising outcome. I think that's a super important point, because if you're more profitable for a company, it equals a worse service or product as a result, you know, and it's really a game of, well, how bad can we make the product or service and not lose customers and get maximized profit margin? And obviously we don't want to do that, but you see that everywhere. So it's really nice to hear that we can kind of get, you know, we're going to have our cake and eat it too, really, because we can get more profit and the outcomes can be better. I think that's so important to have that combination.
Absolutely. And the patient outcomes is very important for orthodontists. So that's why they still use braces for 70% of their patients, because they cannot achieve the same good clinical outcomes with other aligners. And there was a recent study by market research by Morgan Stanley. And in 2021, orthodontists in the US, orthodontists use braces for 70% of their patients.
Wow. That's surprising because none of my clients are in that category. I also have very innovative clients.
Yeah. And globally, it's like 85%, you know, but still, just because they want to achieve really good patient outcomes, they use braces.
You know?
Yeah. And it's not all about compliance, because of course, some patients are not compliant, you would use only braces for them, but it's not 70%. And what doctors could achieve is our technology. They could achieve uncompromised clinical outcomes for those patients who do not want braces, for different reasons. And also at the same time, doctors could increase their profit margins, because the revenue generated by each patient visit with braces is minimum, just because you have these braces, you have to see patients every 6 weeks.
I see.
Yeah.
So that kind of erases the benefit of not having a lab fee. Is that sort of the argument there?
Yeah. And it's very complicated metric, to track. And I talked to a couple of customers, so they told me that if a treatment is longer than 22 months, they're losing money on braces just because of this metric. They track revenue generated by each patient visit, and they told me now if it's like more than 2 years, my profit margins are negative.
Wow, really? I wonder how many patient management systems automatically track this metric for you.
You should, I don't know, maybe you should have this system in place in your office.
Yeah, it'd be pretty easy to do an Excel sheet of it, but it'd be nice just to see it,
But somebody needs, to fill in this Excel spreadsheet, all about discipline. Yeah, like you should train your assistant or student coordinator or office manager, just to track it and compare between different systems, between different devices. But usually it's easy, just to get your annual revenue, divide by number of appointments, and that's it.
But to get a big overall average, but then you can't kind of slice it down into different
treatments. Like average temperature in the hospital,
Yeah, makes sense. All right. I mean, I think this is a really good advice for someone who's thinking of ways to help them weather potentially what's happening. I mean, I know all small businesses, including myself, we're thinking of ways to make sure we're all going to make it through what's happening in the next, few years. Anything could happen, but either way, if we're wrong and the economy is booming, we're just going to be that much better off by making these changes.
Yeah, agree. Well,
Marina, thanks for being on the show again. It's great seeing you, and I hope to see you again soon.
Thank you, Richie. Thank you so much.
In a recession, the weak practices are going to have a hard time and may even disappear. The strong practices are going to get everyone else's customers that the weak had left behind. And today, Marina showed us how we can increase profitability, be more efficient, and not compromise on outcome. If you can do all three of those things with your practice, you're going to be in a much stronger position no matter what's going on with the economy. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can go to orthothrive.com. You can reach out to me personally at richard@orthosalesengine.com. Keep grinding, keep thriving, and I'll see you next time.